Welcome, everybody. Share number 1265 in the writing is share number 417, 417, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're just going through a few different odds and ends, very, very important things in reference to Brachos in general, a little bit Berachos Hamazon, and Bezras Hashem, we will be getting back to our subject of items in the middle of a meal, what, when, and where. Okay, so an important thing to keep in note, when saying Berachos Hamazon in general, benching, right, somebody's benching is very, is likened a little bit to the recital of Shemone Esrei. Actually, in Shemone Esrei, in the Shulchan Aruch, there is some sort of a comparison. The correlation has a number of halachic implications. So therefore, just as one should be respectfully, in other words, different than another bracha, which we'll see how it works, as if somebody makes a shahakol or a dam or whatever the case is, Birchas Hamazon is more likened to Shemone Esrei, in regards to certain halachas. So therefore, just as one is required to respectfully dress, to recite Shemone Esrei, right, one has to dress in the proper, honorable manner. One must be respectfully dressed when they are going to bench. In reference to reciting a regular bracha, the halachas of being fully dressed are less stringent. For example, one should not, getting back to the Birchas HaMazon, we'll see in a minute with the regular brachas. So, for example, one should not recite Birchas HaMazon or Shemone Esrei while wearing pajamas, right? When you're wearing pajamas, nightgown undergarments only, these type of things, one has to be careful, of course, not to daven Shemone Esrei and also not to bench, not to say Birchas in that mode, but in reference to one which is at, so let's say, for example, let's say somebody had to eat lunch, whatever the case is, at a pool, right? You were at a pool or at a beach area, whatever the case is, and a person, for whatever reason, had to eat lunch, they had to wash, they had to eat the bread, whatever, that the sandwich. So, and now they have to bench, so what should they do? So this firm bring down that if one is only wearing a bathing suit, for example, they should be careful to put on a bathrobe. That's all, should put on a bathrobe before benching. You know, if they all get all dressed up in a white shirt or whatever the case is, but a person should be put on some sort of a bathrobe before starting to bench. It's important to note that in reference to a regular bracha, so that's in reference to Birchas HaMazon, and these type of things. It's important to keep the honorable dress as much as possible. Now, when it comes to, in reference to a regular bracha, somebody's making a shahakal, a ho'etz, whatever the case is, and a lot of times it comes up at night or whatever. We're not going to get into all the halacha. Somebody wakes up in the middle of the night. By the way, I do want to mention, somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and they want to take a drink of water. I've been asked this question quite a number of times. You do have, number one, you have to make a shahakal. So I know people have asked in the past, you have to make the shahakal. I mean, usually a person, assuming that a person's thirsty, and how the procedure, how it is, you don't have to wash negel vasa. People ask, you have to wash negel vasa. You don't have to wash negel vasa before you make the bracha, but what you do have to do is rub your hands on something, the mattress, let's say, for example, or if there's a chair nearby, or the night table, you have to rub your hands full front and full back. You have to, for nikias, it's something what's called nikias, just simple cleanliness of the hands. You don't need actual water per se, just to rub them full front and then full back. Not just, Mishnah Berurah talks about some people, they just wipe the tips of the fingers. That's not good enough. It has to be full front on, and then full back. Again, on the mattress, on a chair, on the night table, on anything that's possible, to rub your hands full front and full back. And then, of course, a man has to make sure he's wearing a yarmulke when making the bracha. And in general, everybody has to make sure that they're wearing, you know, either something tight around the waist, like underwear, these type of things to make sure. Otherwise, one would not be allowed to make a bracha. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas. I just happened to mention it, agavurcha, right now because we brought up the subject. But the bottom line is, so the important to note that in reference to making a regular bracha, so let's say again, getting back to the case, somebody's at a beach, or let's say at a pool. The people are at a pool and they have to take a drink, right? They have the yarmulke, whatever the case is. So, and let's say the hands are clean, they just wash it, whatever, but now they're only wearing a bathing suit. So halacha l'maisa, one would still be allowed to wear, as long as you're wearing that bathing suit, to make a shahakal, a regular shahakal, or a regular stam bracha, and take a drink. So it's an important thing always to keep in mind. One would not have to start getting fully dressed just to make a regular bracha, like shahakal or eitz, or whatever the case might be. I'm just giving some examples of zona. So it's important to note the reference to a regular bracha, for example, right? Like we said, one wants to make a shahakal on a drink. as long as one is wearing a de-bathing suit or if they're getting up at night, whatever, wearing underwear, these type of things, right, something tight around the waist, like a bathing suit, underwear type of thing, they would be able to make the shahakal if they need to, and they would not, if they did not put on the robe. Let's put it like that, like the case, like we said, to make birchas a Muslim, one should be careful to put on a robe, and just a stam a bracha would be good enough in that situation with the bathing suit or underwear in these situations. Okay, these halachas are brought down, halachas are brachas by Rabbanah, page 311, 312, some very important things to keep in mind when making general brachas and birchas hamatzin. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tov.